Hello, this is Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Distribution Center Magazine. Welcome to Counter Talk Radio. In this episode, we'll be chatting with Kimberly Redens, Marketing Communication Manager with Modine Manufacturing Company. Since 1916, Modine has applied innovative thermal technology to meet customers' various comfort needs. Well, good morning, Kimberly. How are you doing today? Could you please take a moment to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi there, thanks very much for having me. I'm Kimberly Redens. I am the marketing manager for Modine's Building HVAC division.
Great, can you tell us a little bit more about Modine and its role in the mechanical trades?
I can. Modine itself has been around for over 100 years, really starting in the automotive industry. So it wasn't until a few years later, 1918, that Arthur B. Modine realized that his workers were cold in our harsh Wisconsin winters. So what he had done is taken one of his radiators, combined it with a fan and some steam, and he created our first unit heater, which is now our heating division, which we call Building HVAC Systems, which is what I'm speaking with you today. So Building HVAC itself serves a variety of markets, including our residential market, commercial rooftop systems. We also do classroom HVAC, just to name a couple of items that we do.
Great. Well, this industry is really largely built on relationships, those relationships between manufacturers and distributors and contractors. We're going to focus on manufacturers and distributors here. Can you share some of the industry-wide challenges that may exist within these relationships?
Yeah, I have been in the industry for a few years now, and I feel like the common theme has been really navigating through the complex distribution channels, really from the manufacturer to the end user. That end user can be anyone from a homeowner, a contractor, an engineer, a building owner. And I think it's really about a manufacturer being able to accommodate all of these different customers and all of their needs, and then also be able to reach them.
Okay, well, go a little bit deeper if you could. What do manufacturers need to do to overcome some of these challenges? And can you provide a few examples of what Modine's doing in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as a manufacturer, we really need to understand truly what these channels are and who are the key stakeholders in all of these channels. Really by identifying your end user and the path that they're taking to get to your product, you have the better chance you'll have relevant information for them, where they need it, and really at the critical point in their buying decision that really provides the solution that's meeting their needs. Currently what Modine does, and we've done for the last few years, is we go out and have distributor visits, so we do about 10 of them a year, and we'll go out and talk personally to some of our top distributors and really try to figure out what are they looking for, where are their pain points, and what can we do to help them? I think we really are just looking to fully understand how the distributor factors into the total buying cycle and what tools we can help them with to help them be successful and how they can achieve success through us.
Okay, now flipping to the other side of the fence, again, generally speaking, what should distributors consider when it comes to strengthening these relationships?
I think the distributors have so much potential to add a lot of value to their customers. They're up there, up front, they interact with them daily, and they really know who their customers are. So I really think by partnering with their manufacturers and developing tools together that could really enhance that relationship with their customers, we're all going to win. You know, simple things like contractor locators on a manufacturer or brand website, you know, them letting us know who their top contractors are, and so we can help them be easily accessible. Having product pages specifically for our products so they can quickly and easily get product information for anyone who's looking for that. And certainly we're willing and able to help with incentives to help their customers sell more product. In turn, that helps us all sell more product.
You mentioned earlier you touched on communication. That really is key. How often should both parties be communicating?
Absolutely. I think communication is the key to the success here. I believe that you should be communicating as often as it takes to build a mutual trust and understanding of who your customer is and really how can you find a solution to make their job easier and to help them accomplish what they really need to get done.
Sure. Everyone's busy these days, so should these interactions occur in person or over the phone or perhaps teleconferencing is yet another option to consider?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ways these days that we can communicate without actually meeting face-to-face. And I think as long as the communication is meaningful and it serves its purpose, it's great just because you're communicating. But I do believe there's something to be said with that face-to-face communication. It builds that relationship, which is really why we have been doing our distributor visits. And, you know, we continuously do those annually just to get that face-to-face time.
Great. Outside of the corner offices, Many of the interactions between manufacturers and distributors occur on the marketing or the sales side. Can you discuss the importance of these departments and how they must be intertwined?
Well, I think marketing and sales have a critical relationship that they need to maintain. I think they really are integral of each other. Sales really depends on marketing to drive them qualified leads and to provide them with effective tools to make their job easier and more efficient. And I think marketing really depends on the sales team to really be an ambassador of our brand. They need to identify the needs of the customers, and then they need to bring that stuff back. They know what's going on in that field, and they need to relay that back to us as a marketing team, and then we can work together to develop these tools that really help us continue to fill the funnel with prospects and leads and nurture them through their buying cycle.
Because really the ultimate goal is to drive end users to your business, because that benefits everyone, and every link in the supply chain really takes a village, right?
Absolutely. I think everyone plays a really important role when we're looking at the total buying cycle in the funnel. I think, you know, you have to have a great product and you have to be able to get it to the right person. You need to have customers that have needs that you can fulfill. You need to have a distributor that believes in your brand. You just have to all around really depend on each other and, again, communicate, build trust, and build up that relationship.
So as we yearn for this end-user engagement, do you have any tips or hints you can share regarding contractors, distributors, or manufacturers when it comes to marketing or sales?
You know, I really think it's important that the distributor and the manufacturers, you know, continuously communicate and share resources. Again, I went to one of the Hardy conferences, a sales and marketing conference, and I was asking the question, you know, we would love to create a really robust locator on our website. As the manufacturer, we know through research that that is the first place that customers go. They want to know what the product is, what the manufacturer is like. Well, if we could build up our manufacturing website and have a robust locator with your top contractors on there, what a better way than to get sales for you? But we found that there was a little bit of distrust there, that the distributors weren't absolutely willing to give us those informations in fear that we may possibly try to go around them. And I would really love for those conversations to start happening where the trust is built and the mutual respect and understanding of what our goals are. And our goals as a manufacturer is to really help you get the tools you need to make those sales. Our goal is not to sell to the end user. We just don't have the bandwidth or the resources to do that. What we really want to do is partner with you as our distributor, as the person who gets to interact with these customers every day. We want to help you be more successful, and that's through things like our websites or our contractor locator or incentive programs or co-op programs.
I agree. Sometimes we have to knock down those walls that have been standing for a long time, because ultimately, for this industry to be successful, we all need each other. And the distributor-manufacturer relationship really is pivotal. Kimberly, any final thoughts on how to best foster these interactions?
Well, I think you're absolutely right about everyone needing each other to be successful for this industry. There's a lot of talk about what Amazons of the world are going to be doing to this relationship. And I really feel that the distributor has such a value to that end user that by partnering with the manufacturer and helping build these tools and share in the resources, that's really putting us in this position to be successful above and beyond what an Amazon can deliver or an internet retailer can deliver.
Great. Kimberly, if listeners are interested in connecting with you or Modine, where should they turn?
Yeah, they can reach us on our Contact Us page at modinehvac.com.
Great. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for spending a few minutes talking shop here with us on Counter Talk Radio. We hope you have a great day.
Absolutely. I appreciate you giving me the time to talk.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Kimberly Berdenz and learned a little bit more about what you can do to strengthen the relationship between manufacturing and distribution. May I invite you to check back regularly for new installments here on Counter Talk Radio. For more information, visit www.distributioncentermag.com, and thanks for tuning in.